Now on with some news. Sad news with the death of Nicholas Parsons, who was for many years host of the television programme produced from Norwich, Sale of the Century. On with happier news with a count of the seal pups at Blakeney. Not quite the same as living, breathing animals, but perhaps as interesting to some, is a model of Dippy the Diplodocus, which is to feature in an exhibition to be held at Norwich Cathedral later this year. And there's festival too, around St Valentine's Day, called the Love Light Festival.
Warm tributes have been paid to broadcaster Nicholas Parsons, who has died following a short illness. The 96-year-old has been remembered fondly as charming and a true professional by those that watched and worked with him over half a century. Mr. Parsons was well known for presenting the Anglia TV quiz show Sale of the Century, which was filmed in Norwich and coined the catchphrase, "And now from Norwich, it's the quiz of the week." The show ran from 1971 to 1983 and was watched at its peak by 21 million people. Former audience members remembered the presenter as a lovely man as they watched the show be filmed in the city. Others remember seeing Mr. Parsons on stage at the Theatre Royal Norwich as the narrator in the Rocky Horror Show alongside Jason Donovan and also in Dick Whittington with Lionel Blair.
Norfolk's Blakeney Point, home to England's largest seal colony, has had another record-breaking year. The final count for this winter shows 3,399 grey seal pups have been born on Blakeney Point, a 13% increase on last year. Numbers of grey seal pups born on the reserve passed 3,000 for the first time in 2019, with the number rising again this winter. It's believed that the remoteness of the reserve and limited disturbance creates a perfect habitat for what has become the largest grey seal colony in England. National Trust ranger Leighton Newman said, "Our first seal pups were spotted on November the 1st, which kicked off another busy season on Blakeney Point. By the peak of the pupping season around early December, up to 180 seal pups can be born each day. It's a busy time when we're counting the new arrivals, and we couldn't do what we do without the support of our team of dedicated volunteers who are out in all weathers with us, speaking to visitors and helping to monitor the seal colony." The record-breaking news comes as the National Trust celebrates 125 years of looking after nature, beauty and history for the nation to enjoy. Blakeney Point National Nature Reserve has been in the care of the National Trust since 1912. Internationally important for its breeding birds, it wasn't until 2001 that a grey seal colony established itself here.
It is expected to attract hordes of people and will act as the final stop of a successful nationwide tour. This summer, Norwich Cathedral will be hosting the Natural History Museum's Dippy the Diplodocus from July the 11th until October the 31st. And to boost the visitor experience, the cathedral is appealing for about 200 volunteers to play an important part in the attraction's prehistoric adventure. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "We would love to have volunteers from many different backgrounds and with lots of different experiences join us for our Dippy adventure and help make Dippy's visit an unforgettable experience for thousands of visitors." The famous 26-metre-long dinosaur cast took centre stage in the Natural History Museum's Hints Hall for many years before embarking on the current UK tour. Dippy on Tour, brought about by the Natural History Museum in partnership with the Garfield Western Foundation, has so far attracted 1.5 million visitors, and Norwich Cathedral is the eighth and final stop.
From illuminations on the castle to a parade through the city streets, here is all you need to know ahead of the first Love Light Norwich Festival. Organised by Norwich Business Improvement District, supported with public funding from Arts Council England, The event takes place from February the 13th to the 15th and runs every evening. The free, family-friendly event coincides with Valentine's Day, with the theme of love and belonging, and it will embrace the power of art and innovation to encourage well-being and community connection. The city will be shown in a new light, and the festival includes an illuminating trail, large-scale projections, extraordinary installations, and stunning performances. The main event is the Valentine's Parade on Friday, February the 14th, from 6 p.m, and it will run from Norwich Cathedral to the Forum. The festival will transform the city against a backdrop of Norwich's celebrated medieval architecture and landmarks. There will be a lovebirds projection by Illuminos on Norwich Castle, which tells the timeless tale of two lovebirds who sing and trill in their golden cages. At Norwich Cathedral, the Lighting Up Love projection by Australian award-winning duo Nick Azidis and Rose Staff will transform the inside and outside of the building.
Dozens of dog owners have taken part in a workshop to design illuminated costumes and outfits for their pooches ahead of a Valentine's Day parade. Hailed as Crufts Meets Cabaret on February the 14th, dogs of all sizes and breeds will put their best paw forward to take part in the Loony Dogs Parade at Norwich Cathedral. The event is part of the Love Light Norwich Festival. The best-dressed dog in the Loony Dogs Parade will receive the coveted Loony Dogs crown and a selection of doggy treats. Ahead of the event, pet owners gathered at Norwich Playhouse to make fabulous light-up jackets, outfits and more in order to get their furry friends parade ready. Further Loony Dog workshops are on February the 2nd and the 9th.
Hundreds of people were evacuated from a broken-down new Greater Anglia train by ladder after being stuck on board for more than 5 hours. The 7:40 a.m. Greater Anglia service from Norwich to London broke down at Forest Gate, just outside the capital, at 9:25 a.m., around the same time it had been due to arrive into Liverpool Street Station. But more than 5 hours later, passengers were still stuck on board the new train after attempts to transfer them to another train failed. Passengers were eventually rescued from the stationary train by ladder before being transferred to another waiting train shortly before 2:30 p.m. A spokesman for Greater Anglia apologised to passengers who were severely delayed for the length of time they were caught up and the resulting major inconvenience.
A unique and ambitious project to capture the sound of bells ringing throughout Norfolk's churches is firmly underway. And the man behind the project, Chris Richmond, has recently marked a huge landmark by surpassing more than 100 recordings at different locations. The 32-year-old of West Raynham started the project more than 8 months ago while working with the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre in Norwich, a hub for church bell ringers in the county. It is estimated that there are more than 650 churches in Norfolk, with around 200 of them with three or more bells. Just before Christmas, Mr. Richmond rang in his 100th tower. He added, "The thing that drives me to do this is that they all sound different from each other. None are ever the same, and every tower tells a different story."
Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Sarah Lusher. The feature tells about an educational campaign called Bring the Noise, being run by BBC Teach to help bring music into the lives of school children.